Today, Charlotte Mayor Dan Clodfelter uttered six words that could change your internet.
Google Fiber is coming to Charlotte.
Google Fiber is a high-speed network that uses fiber optics instead of classic copper cables or microwaves to connect homes and businesses to the internet. For more on today's announcement, WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hey there, Mark.
Well, let's begin with a quick recap on just what Google Fiber is.
Sure. Well, you remember that old joke that the internet is a series of tubes? Well, Google Fiber kind of makes that a reality. It's a data network that uses lasers and fiber optic cables to transmit information. Now, the way most Americans get their broadband internet is over copper cables or those microwaves you were talking about. Fiber optics are, in essence, bigger pipes that can handle more information much faster. Google says it offers 1 gigabyte upload and download speeds. That's as much as 100 times faster than existing networks. At the press conference today, Jill Schumacher, director of expansion for Google Fiber, used an example of a geneticist to illustrate the faster speeds.
So he can download an entire human genome, which is a huge file. Something that used to take 77 hours now takes less than half an hour.
And Schumacher said that is a real example of a doctor in Provo, Utah, one of three cities that already have Google Fiber.
All right, much faster internet speeds. Does it come with a higher cost as well?
Well, you know, I think the easiest thing to do here is a comparison. It really matters on what you want from your internet and how much you're paying for service right now. There are three cities that have Google Fiber already, Provo, as we just said, Kansas City, and Austin, Texas. In all three, the cost for service is between $70 and $120 per month. So it may be cheaper depending, again, on what you pay now for cable service or internet-only service. Google's high-end $120 package is itself like a cable subscription, but it has many fewer channels than, say, Time Warner. Schumacher said today that they're still working on specific pricing for Charlotte, but that she expects it to be similar.
Well, Tom, now that the announcement has been made, when will Google Fiber be hooked up?
Oh, well, the short answer is we don't exactly know. Now, this is a whole new network that needs to be built from scratch, largely. And networks like this are kind of like the nervous system in the human body. You need to build a fiber backbone and then branches that go out to areas, then neighborhoods, then individual homes. And Schumacher said that that will take a lot of fiber optic cable.
The number of route miles we'll have to plan could go from here to Canada and back. So it's a very, very enormous effort and a lot of detail that we got to plan.
And she said they're still in that planning phase. So Google is not saying when they'll start, where they'll start, which neighborhoods will get service, or even when it all will get switched on. They do say that they're focused right now just on Charlotte itself. Now, the city, on the other hand, gave us a glimpse of a timeline in a press release. It said construction on the system will begin early this year and should be available at least in some areas in 2017. Either way, Google's Schumacher has this word or these words of advice.
Just be patient.
Okay, be patient. Well, moving back to the price tag, who's going to be picking up the tab on this project?
Well, Google says it will in its entirety. There are no tax incentives here. Google will make their money back on these subscriptions. And remember, they make their money selling targeted ads to people. So you can likely expect the company will figure out some way to do that with their fiber customers. As for the city, the only costs they are expecting are for some new positions and overtime for those dealing with the permits a construction project like this creates. But the city adds that those costs are covered by fees.
Now, Charlotte was one of nine metro areas that the company was considering for expansion of its Google Fiber. Who else made that list?
Well, Google originally said it would love to expand into all nine metro areas, but today only four were picked. Charlotte, of course, Raleigh-Durham, Atlanta, and Nashville. Now, these are all cities in the southeast, one of the fastest growing regions in the country. Google said they picked these cities because they were best suited for expansion right now, and apparently just four were deemed expansion ready. What's also interesting here is which cities Google passed up on this round of expansion. They include San Antonio, Texas, Portland, Oregon, and San Jose, California, which is in the heart of Silicon Valley. Google's Schumacher says that doesn't mean those cities are out of contention for good.
We're just at a different point in the process with them. We are loving working with them. We're just still in a different part of the process.
So those cities will possibly have their chance for Google expansion later on. But since we are getting Google Fiber, you can plan on seeing a lot of construction around the city for some time to come.
All right. WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thank you.
Thank you.